Restrictions on the rules state agencies can make. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The State House has passed a bill that would restrict the ability of state agencies to write regulations that are tougher than federal rules. Environmental groups are lining up against the bill. David Kesselman has more.
Under the measure, agencies would not be able to create rules that are more stringent than federal ones unless directed to by state law, or if the director of a state agency proves a clear and convincing need to exceed the federal standard. Republican State Representative Tristan Cole of Mansalona introduced the bill. He says the legislation adds checks and balances to the regulatory system.
This is to protect constituents and citizens of Michigan from more stringent regulation than what is necessary.
Cole says he gets frustrated by a state agency's ability to enact some kinds of rules and bypass the legislature. But critics say the bill would hamstring state agencies. Skip Russ is a former deputy director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. He now works as a senior fellow with the consulting group Five Lakes Energy. Press says the legislation is a contender for the worst Michigan environmental bill of the 21st century.
Our Great Lakes are globally unique resources. They exist nowhere else on the planet. We have watersheds that are unique. We have our dune system on Lake Michigan is globally unique.
He says we have specific regulations to protect those unique systems.
It's irresponsible, at best misguided, to surrender our authority to regulate and protect these extraordinary resources to the federal government, particularly at a time when the current administration has declared proudly that they intend to weaken regulations and, in many cases, void existing regulations.
The bill now moves to the state Senate. For the Environment Report, I'm David Kesselman.
This is the Environment Report. A new survey finds a majority of Americans lean toward regulations as the best way to increase our use of renewable energy versus relying on economic markets alone. Carrie Funk is the Associate Director of Research at the Pew Research Center. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
How do people answer that question based on their political affiliation?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, most Americans say that increasing the use of renewable energy sources should either be a top or an important priority for the country's energy policies. But there's a closer divide on whether or not government regulations are necessary or whether the private marketplace can ensure that businesses and consumers increase more reliance on renewables, even without regulations. So what we see is a strong partisan divide, with 65% of Democrats saying that government regulations are needed in order to have people rely more on renewable energy sources, and 55% of Republicans say otherwise, that the private marketplace can do this even without regulations.
You found a close divide on the question of whether it's possible to cut back on environmental regulations and still protect air and water quality. What did you find there?
The American public is very close to evenly divided on the question of whether or not it's possible to cut back on environmental regulations and still effectively protect air and water quality. 49% saying, yes, this is possible, and 47% saying it's not.
You did find more agreement, though, among both Republicans and Democrats on job creation and keeping costs low for consumers.
Sure. We do see partisan divides, particularly in terms of considerations related to protecting the environment. But we see much closer agreement on things like whether creating jobs within the energy sector should be a top priority. There, both about half of Republicans and about half of Democrats say that should be a top priority.
Carrie Funk is the Associate Director of Research at the Pew Research Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.